Thank you for calling customer service. This is Brie. Can I please get your zip code?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question. What kind of company is that?
Well, we're a customer service representative company for a bunch of different companies. So I'm going to have to get your zip code to look up your account to see what you're getting.
Okay, so it's 33021, and I just see your charge on my credit card. So I wanted to know what is that about.
All right. Can you just, what's your name?
Abraham. It shows PowerMax Quick Performance.
All right. Give me one moment, Miss Abraham. Let me just look at your account, and then I will be right back with you to assist you, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Ma'am, I am still here. I'm just trying to locate your account, okay? Give me one moment, all right?
Sure, thank you. Thank you.
No problem. Ma'am, what did you say that the name of the product was that's on your billing statement?
It shows PowerMax Quick Performance.
All right, give me one moment. Ma'am, I am still with you here. Give me just one moment, all right? My system is being kind of slow today. I do apologize.
Sure.
Can I ask you how to spell your last name?
Yehudai.
Yeh.
Udai.
Ue.
Ud, like David. E-I.
Oh, Udei. Okay, give me one moment.
Ai, sorry. Udai.
Okay. All right, one moment.
Thank you. סליחה.
Ma'am, just to make sure I'm spelling that last name correct, is Y-E-H-U-D-A-I?
Correct.
All right, one moment.
I'm not understanding. You're a billing company, or like you don't know what company it is that I'm giving you the name?
Ma'am, we have many different vendors that we, it's like for, did you, have you gotten any weight loss pills or male enhancements or anything of the sort?
And that's what the charge is for?
I'm not saying, I don't know yet, because I'm still trying to find your account, because it's not, I'm not being able to find you in our system, but
I don't
still
know if
searching.
There's an account. I see here a charge.
Yes, ma'am.
On the credit card for the 12th and for the 16th.
All right. Just one more moment. Let me.
כי זה מה שהיא אומרת לי שהם מוכרים. איזה?
Would it be under another last name, maybe?
No.
All right.
It's on that card. I don't know what name. I need to know if it's... I don't remember making any purchases. One is for $670, one is for $49.97. So before I pay my credit card, I want to know what is that about. I cannot recall. I don't have any receipt. I don't know. But so that's why I'm calling to find out.
Right,
I don't
ma'am.
Know if you would have my name or are you charging it on my credit card?
All right, well, give me one moment. I'm still trying to look for you in my system because I'm not finding you, but I'm trying. You'll give me just one moment.
I thank you so much.
No problem. Ah, geez. All right, one moment, ma'am. Lord. We last name. Let me try this one. Sorry, ma'am, there's a lot of different databases that I have to search your name in and stuff trying to find it.
I don't know why they do it like that. On the charge, it says the name of the company, and then it says your phone number, and it says FL for Florida. So I'm calling just to find out. So before I call and do a dispute, I want to make sure that it's a legit charge on my card.
All right, just give me one moment. Oh, man. Abraham, verify that mailing address, make sure I got the right account. Took me quite a while to find you.
5121 North 37th Street, Hollywood, Florida, 33021.
You said Holiday Drive?
Oh, you have 448 Holiday Drive?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what is that?
All right, so did you do the, did you order the tracker tag back on 8/12/2021? It's something that I think that, if I'm not mistaken, you put it on your phone or your keys so that you can alert it if you can't find it, and it'll help you find it.
Tracker tag?
Yes, ma'am. It's a, it's like something that you stick on the back of something. That way you can keep the other part and you can click it and you will be able to find it.
And how much was that?
Well, you started the trial back on 8/12/2021, but then after your trial, they charge you the full price of it, and it's $49.97.
I don't have anything to do with that on the keys or anything like that. So
okay, so
sure
you need me to, so you need me to put you over to fraud then, correct?
I don't
my
know
fraud
if that's
department.
What you call it. I don't know who got who got the credit card information that I have no idea what is that about.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and transfer you over to my fraud department so that they can help you out a little bit better with this, okay?
Okay, do you have an account number that I can reference to instead of waiting half an hour on the phone, please?
A reference number is going to be C as in Charlie, 257-809-258.
Okay, and is that the account number that I have with you?
That would be the transaction number.
Okay, I understand. Can you explain to them what is that when you transfer me over? Are you going to stay on the line?
Yes, ma'am. I'll explain it to them. I'm putting it in my notes, okay?
I thank you so much.
No problem. Just I'm going to put you on a brief hold so that I can notate your account before I do transfer you over. That way that my supervisor already sees and knows, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. I'm going to just put you on a brief hold, all right?
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, ma'am. I'll be transferring you now. You have a lovely day, ma'am, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.